All right, friends, it's so good to be back with you again. This is Pastor Terry Sisney, and this is the Overcomers Broadcast. And so I just wanted to welcome you to come on in today. Be with us. I'm going to be sharing with you a key here on the Overcomers Broadcast that I am certain will be a blessing to you and will encourage you. And so I want to invite you to come on in, and I really enjoy our live experience, but you know, you can catch it by archive, and so you can get it anytime, anywhere. So that's the benefit and the blessing of podcasting. Anyway, today I want to talk to you about the key of imagination. The key of imagination is very, very powerful, very powerful. It's so powerful, I think, that most people don't really fully comprehend and appropriate the power of imagination. Imagination is the ability to picture something in your mind. It is a really powerful, powerful tool. And that's what I want you to think of, the imagination as a tool. And I want you to think of it as a tool that has been given to you by God. And the reason I'm saying that is because for many, many years, having grown up in church, I was not encouraged to use my imagination, which is unfortunate because our creativity is very much linked to our imagination. And so imagination is a very powerful tool. But when people have seen people use their imagination for unclean things, impure, unwholesome things, then it does discourage one, and it causes one to think, well, the imagination must be evil, must be a bad thing, because it's always being used for unwholesome, unclean, dark, perverse things. And that's not true. It is a tool that you can use in any manner that you choose. And certainly, if it can be used in a negative way and toward negative things and dark and perverse things, then on the other hand, conversely, it can be utilized in a very powerful way, harnessed and utilized in a very positive way to imagine things that are wonderful, that are beneficial, that are blessings, that are godly, that are wholesome. And so we find the first mention of imagination is in the Bible, where he talks about the children of Israel, and he talks about how that they are encouraged, how the people of God, they were encouraged to spread out, to carry the message of the gospel, of the love of God, of God's goodness, of his faithfulness to the nations of the earth. But they resisted that commission. And instead, they said, we're going to build us a tower. And so they came together in agreement, unified in their language and unified in their intention and their purpose, that they were going to build a tower that would reach into heaven. And then they said, and let us make us a name, lest we be scattered, that we can gather back together. And so instead of going out, like, you know, the Bible says, go into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. Well, instead of going out and being messengers of God's goodness and God's good purposes, no, they decided they were going to stick close together, and they were going to hoard all this goodness of God for themselves. And then they began to leave the purpose of God completely and began to operate in an independent manner, saying, we will build us a tower that will reach into the heavens. And so the Bible says that God began to look down upon what they were doing. And he said, I've got to go down there and I've got to confound their language, because the people are one. They have one language, and nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do. Imagined to do. One definition of the imagination is to see yourself in. To see yourself in. To be able to see on the screen of your mind yourself in a particular place, in a particular situation, doing a certain thing, accomplishing something. Imagination is great. It's a great tool when it is utilized within the boundaries of goodness and the boundaries of righteousness. And so God says these people have imagined something. I've got to deal with this because nothing they have imagined will be restrained from them. That's the power of imagination. I don't think we have ever fully comprehended, maybe never will fully comprehend the power of imagination, but at least by looking at the scripture, we get the understanding that these people were unified in their intention. They were unified in their purpose, even though their motivation was wrong. Their motivation was wrong. They were completely rebelling against God, against God's design. Yet God says, because they have the right ingredients. Did you know you could have the right ingredients and have the wrong motivation? They had the wrong motivation, but they had the right ingredients. They had unity. They were unified in their intention. They were unified in their plans and in their purpose. And they had one language. That means they were speaking the same thing. So their minds were unified in what they desired to do. Their hearts were unified. They had the same language. They were speaking in agreement. They weren't contradicting each other. And God says they have got the right ingredients. And because they do, I have got to go down and I've got to break that communication up, because if I don't, there will not be anything restrained from them which they have imagined to do. Wow. If we, as the body of Christ, could find those ingredients, come together in one accord, come together with one heart and one purpose and one language to speak the good things of God and the good purpose of God and the goodness of God, the love of God, all of these wonderful things, and we could imagine together ourselves doing what God said we would do, accomplishing what God said we could accomplish. Let me go further. Casting out devils, healing the sick, cleansing the lepers and raising the dead, reaching the nations of the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. If we could imagine that, and we could come together in unity around those imaginations, and we would speak together according to that promise and provision and according to that word, that good word of God, go into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay their hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Man, friends, if we could harness that imagination, can you just think about how powerful that would be, that we could accomplish everything God said we could accomplish? It would be like building a tower into the heavens, only it would be the right principle, the right motivation, and it would be the right end result. So God says this imagination is a great tool. It's a powerful tool. You know, the mind is a very powerful thing, and the mind was not given to us to conquer us, to control us, but it was given to be the servant of your spirit. You are to harness your mind by the power of your spirit. See, when we were created initially, we were created soul, body, and spirit. And spirit, soul, and body, rather. Spirit, soul, and body. And then when the fall came, when Adam and Eve, you know, transgressed and they disobeyed, rebelled against God, when that happened, it reversed the whole situation and ended up putting us upside down. And so then the body was put first, and then the soul, and then the spirit. So now most people are still upside down, so to speak. And the spirit is the last thing that's contacted and the last thing that is addressed. And that's totally opposite of God's plan, God's will for your life. God has created us spirit, soul, and body. Yes, we're a triune being. And that spirit man has the ability to communicate with God. And then it comes through the filter of the soul, ultimately comes to the body, the mind, and all of those parts. But you have a responsibility to conquer your mind, or I should just say harness the power of your mind. And there's two aspects primarily that we'll deal with very quickly, and I won't hold you too long, and that is memory, the memory. The memory is a wonderful tool if you use it correctly, because through memory, you can replay things in your past to encourage yourself in your present and going forward. You can replay past victories. Some people replay past defeats and hurts and wounds and attacks and all those things. And that's a very negative way to use the memory. When you have the potential and the power and the ability to use it to replay, bring back, call forward to your mind those great victories, those great things that have been established and have been accomplished in your life, and move forward on the basis of those great victories. That's God's plan. God's plan is that you recall those good things, recall past victories. And then the imagination is that great, great tool that allows us to preplay what we desire to see, what we want to see happen, what we aspire to, that we preplay. In other words, on the screen of our minds, we, by a decision and an act of our will, begin to see ourselves in our future. See yourself in that place of victory. See yourself standing on top of Goliath with that sword in your hand, taking off his head. See yourself walking in victory. See yourself in the next chapter of your life. See yourself out of debt. See yourself happy, happily married. See yourself enjoying the abundance of life. You've got to use that power, that wonderful power of the imagination that God has given you. The devil is not the one that gave you the power of imagination. God is the one who created us in his likeness and in his image and gave us this wonderful power of imagination. And so today we are choosing to harness the power of imagination that God has given us and point it in the right direction, point it toward the promises of God. You know, prophecies are wonderful. The Bible says we war a good warfare by the prophecies that have went before on us. Prophecies are wonderful. God wants us to take those prophecies and begin to attach your imagination to those prophecies and see yourself in the prophecy. See yourself living, manifesting, walking in the fullness of that prophecy. That's why he gives it to us. He gives us those prophetic words to stir our imagination, to ignite our imagination. Hallelujah. So we'll begin to see ourselves in that place that he has destined us to be. Praise God. Well, you know, if you can't see yourself there, you'll never be yourself there. I'm going to say that again. If you can't see yourself there, you'll never be yourself there. You have to see yourself walking in that place of victory, in that place of peace and joy and fulfillment and happiness. Oh, hallelujah. Well, friend, I said I wouldn't hold you too long, and so I want to stay true to that today. I want to thank you for joining us here on the Overcomers broadcast as we have talked about the key of imagination, the key of imagination. So today, begin to take that key and begin to utilize that. Put that key to work today and begin to imagine yourself in all of the blessings that God has promised. Imagine yourself walking in divine health. You're fighting a battle in your health. Begin to see yourself walking in divine health. See yourself healthy. See yourself strong. See yourself doing what you couldn't do. You say, well, I can't do that because I see what I'm experiencing. I feel what's going on in my body. I understand all that. But this is faith. Imagination is part of faith. It is seeing yourself in the fullness of the promise. The promise is, by his stripes you were healed. The promise is, my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So imagination connects your faith. Imagination helps to incite your faith and helps to excite your faith and helps to stir your faith to possess the promises of God. You have to see yourself like God sees you. Well, how can I see myself like God sees me? You got to see yourself through the Word. Find out what God said. Find out what he has said to you in his Word. If God has spoken prophetic words to you through his vessels, prophetic vessels, then take those words and begin to rehearse those words and begin to see yourself in the fulfillment of those words. Let your imagination run wild. And when I say run wild, I don't mean run wild in all the crazy things of looseness and lewdness and all that stuff, but I mean within the framework of the promises of God, within the framework of the goodness of God and of the wholesomeness of God, the holiness of God. You have the freedom. You have the right to let your imagination go and imagine yourself walking in the full measure of the promise of God for your life. And don't accept anything less. Don't accept anything less. God said about those people in the Bible back there at the Tower of Babel, he said, anything that they have imagined, it will be accomplished. It will not be restrained from them. He wants to say the same thing to you today, that if you can imagine it, if you can see it, you can be it. If you can imagine it, you can have it. If you can see yourself in it, you can be in it. You can be there. You can do it. Hallelujah. Don't let anybody tell you or limit you or restrict you or hinder you from becoming everything that God says you can be. You know, we're in the process of becoming all the time. The Bible said, to as many as received him, to them gave he power to become sons of God. So friends, we appreciate you today. Thank you for being with us again. This is Pastor Terry Sisteen. This is the Overcomers broadcast, and we have been talking about the key of imagination. Today, friend, utilize that key. You will never be sorry. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.